rating, depending on what you speak. Amen. Depending upon what you speak as a human being, as a man, when I say man, that means woman too, as a man having authority and dominion in this realm, there's an adversary that's in this realm illegally. And his motive operandi is to destroy. He's a destroyer. Everything about him is evil. And he hates us because we are the image of God. Amen. He envies the position that we have. You know, there's a verse, I don't know where it is off the top of my head, in Psalms that says, man was created a little lower than the angels. Look at that verse again, because I remember teaching it years and years ago, you know, a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. But what that verse says is that man was created a little lower than Elohim, a little lower than God, not the angels. Angels don't have authority here. They are ministering spirits that are sent to minister servants for those who are heirs. That's what they're here for. And two, they hearken to the voice of God's word. I'll say it over and over and over. Not God speaking the word. God has spoken the word. But the voice, listen, the voice of God's word. They know what God's word is, but they listen in this realm for the voice of his word. Remember, God's weapon is our mouth. And they listen, they hearken to the voice of God's word. What are you speaking over your life? What are you speaking over the life of your children? What are you speaking over your finances? Man, I can't, it seems like every time I get some money, a bill, something break. Well, your subconscious is, all right, let's do this thing. Let's break everything. Every time you get some money, we got to break it. Amen. The subconscious. You put that program in there with your words. Words are captured ideas, thoughts. You can only say what you think. You can only think what you conceive, and you conceive thoughts. If the thoughts are wrong, words are wrong. Words are wrong, life is wrong. Amen. The tongue is like the helm of a ship, a bit in a horse's mouth. It'll guide that horse where you want it to go. Amen. It'll steer that huge ship. The little helm will take it where you want it to go. The tongue, if you control it, if you tame it, if you train it, if you guard it, if you keep it from the path of the destroyer. Remember that angel? He came to Daniel. When he came to Daniel, he said, Daniel, when you first afflicted yourself and began to seek the face of the Lord, I'm paraphrasing, he said, your words were heard. And he said, I am come for your words. Now let's flip the script. The devil, if he talked to you, he said, I can tell you why you're having all this trouble. Them words you're talking. That's why I'm so close to you. That's why I'm all up in your stuff. Because the words, I'm come for these words. See, the devil planted a seed in Eve and then left her alone. And she began to wonder. See, it was just a seed of doubt. God hath not surely said. we shall be as God. As a seed of doubt. But when the time came, he came for that seed. That's why Jesus said at one time, the prince of this world cometh, but he hath nothing in me. And somebody said, well, that was Jesus. Well, that can be you too. It doesn't mean that we have arrived at sinless perfection, but there can be times where the devil ain't got nothing in you. He ain't got no agenda in you. You're not in agreement with anything he's doing. Amen. Thank you for the clap in the middle here. Everybody got quiet all. Amen. But see, if you don't think like that, I sin, you sin, we all sin. We just sinners. Not so. He that hath this hope in him purifies himself. I'm not talking about legalistic stuff and being judgmental and oppressed and in bondage. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just naturally, just in the spirit, the Holy Spirit will cleanse you. When your mind is free, when you're not so sin conscious, you need your conscience purged. You're just thinking sin, so all you see is this stuff. Just about you need to see Jesus. He'll cleanse you. He'll take care of you. He'll wash you. He'll instead of you trying to do it yourself, because you can't do it. The best you can do is religious. Okay, the breath of life. It's impossible for us to speak words without using breath or pronunciation. Aren't we fearfully and wonderfully made? Think about it a moment. You can go without water for a while. You can go without water for a good while. You can go without food. Some of us go without food all of us can. I'm just messing with people. We can go without food for a season, a time. But you can't go without breath. I can count the minutes. You'd be dead. You'd be gone. You'd be left here with no breath. Isn't that amazing? How delicate that is. Every moment we're breathing out and breathing in. You don't even count it. You pay no attention to it. But it's the breath of life. We put a lot of attention on food. We put a lot of attention on water, what we're going to drink, what we're going to eat, all this stuff. But when it comes to the breath of life, the breath must go forth with our speech. The word and the breath. Remember, everything's created by the word of God and the breath of God. The word of God and the breath of God. So, when God's word and his spirit come together in our mouth, we speak with the actual creative authority and power of God himself. I've said this statement many times before. The word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in his mouth. I wish some of these saints would really get a hold of this. One day you're gonna get it. But I hope it's not too late in the game. There's destiny that lies ahead of us. The greatest days of our lives are ahead of us. And we don't need to go into those days limping and crawling and, all bruised up. And we need to go from a position of strength. Speaking God's word. I'm telling you, you want to get the devil off of you? Start speaking the word. Start decreeing the word. Start filling your environment with the word of God. I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am a child of the living King. Come on. Speaking the word of God. What does that do? That sets the program in your subconscious. That sets the temperature and the in your environment. That causes angels to be released. Amen. That causes the breath of life to come forth. The devil's pushed out of your environment, and abundant life comes your way. I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. That's the abundant life. You start speaking like that, your finances start lining up. Doors start opening. Miracles start happening. Favor starts coming. Your body feels better. Your mind thinks, you think differently. That's kingdom. Right here, right now. Not someday in the sweet by and by. It's now. Kingdom now. Not tomorrow, now. We ain't waiting for something to happen. We making it happen. I told him in Jamaica, God dropped this in my spirit. I said, stop waiting on God to move and make the Holy Ghost move. Ah. People waiting on God to move a lot of times. You can provoke God. You can cause the Holy Ghost to move. When them lepers sat there about to die, they said, why sit we here and die? We just waiting. We just wasting away. If we go there, we die. If we go there, we die. But at least they got food there. Let's go there. They got up and made a move and moved God with them. Come on, listen, listen. Sometimes people are so religious in their mind. They want God to cross every T, dot every I, put the period. Lord, do I put an exclamation mark here, or should I put a question mark? Or well, says you do it. I'm convinced of this. God said that I will bless the work of your hands. Psalm 1 says, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now see, when you really walk with God, you ain't thinking crazy thoughts. You ain't thinking all off the wall stuff. You're thinking in a conservative, temporal way. In a way where there's temperance. You're thinking with the mind of Christ. And God says, whatever you do, I'll cause it to prosper. Tell somebody, everything I do. Everything I touch. Everywhere I go. Everything I say. All that I have has to prosper in Jesus' name. Come on, when you convince yourself, amen, convince yourself. God already said it, but do you believe it?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Showed us our Savior and